Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. You know, we're going to have the special guest on tonight, Fernando Angel Carranza. And let me tell you, he's got a translator because he don't speak English, Anka. So before I get her on, I just want to say hello to all my listeners all over the globe by starting with United States, France, Germany, Senegal, Australia, UK, Canada, Nigeria and Cameroon, Africa, Singapore, Pakistan, Iraq, Peru, Russia, India, Netherlands, Portugal, and St. Vincent and the Grenadine Islands. So thank all my listeners, north to south, east and west, and all the worldly listeners for tuning in. And my co-host of the day, real quick, I'm going to let my co-hosts, Chris and Mark, say hello, and then we'll get Anka on here so we You can ask Fernando some questions, and she can translate. And by the way, he's from Argentina, y'all. Hey, never had a translator. Woo, woo, woo. I'm just gotta say that. Okay. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great.
Yes, baby. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing fine today. Thank you.
Yes, and anybody who want to call in, just dial 347-945-6003 and hit the one key if you want to ask a question about a special guest, because Fernando, he does have a translator, Anka, here with us tonight, and so she can translate for all of us. Before we ask him any questions, I want her to just tell him, hey, 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 I'm so excited that he's here.
Me too. I'm very excited. How are you, Terry?
I'm doing good, darling. And let him know, oh, my goodness, his saxophone playing, oh, man, he got that thing going, man. That's the kind of dinner music. That's the kind of love music. That's the kind of, like, you know, getting to know somebody music. Hey, I'm really feeling that thing.
Okay. No solamente eso, que realmente es cómo usar la herramienta, y sé que no es solamente música de ambiente, sino música para comer, música para disfrutar de la atmósfera y todo, y sé que lo siento mucho, y se me gusta.
Bueno, muchas gracias, Terry, un halago muy grande, un placer para mí estar en este programa, y sobre todo sentir esas palabras tan cálidas.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and it's my pleasure to be on this show. But overall, I really appreciate and feel touched by the words that you said. Thank you.
Yes, yes. You don't know how he humbled my spirit. That, you know, we kept in contact, and he responded to every message that I text him. And, you know, I was really worried about the time difference, and I really appreciate him being a type of person that, you know, he hung in there with me. And I want all y'all listeners to know, this cat is bad to the bone. He got over 15,000 plus, almost 16,000 followers listening to his stuff. So he is good. He's real good.
Yo tenía miedo de en el tiempo, de estar en el tiempo y todo eso, pero no, se acomodó. Y...
No, pero Dios pone todas las cosas en su lugar, así que yo por eso te dije hoy a la tarde que te quedaras tranquila, que todo iba a salir bien.
God always finds a way to put everything in its place, and that's why I told you this afternoon that you shouldn't worry, that everything will turn out just fine.
Amen. Praise God. He's right about that. Tell him I'm going to let my first co-host, Chris, ask him a question.
Bueno.
Okay.
All right, Fernando. My first question is, when did you start playing the saxophone?
¿Cuándo empezaste a tocar el sax?
En mi adolescencia, cuando terminé de secundar el colegio.
In my adolescence, after I finished my high school.
Oh, that's awesome.
Muy bueno.
Bueno, gracias. Muchas gracias.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, just tell, I got to say this, because when we be up here on the radio, we be clowning and be making fun and acting goofy. So tell him when I start saying what I'm ready to say right now, don't be offended. That's just who I am. So with all that blowing, he must got some lips. Woo, woo, woo.
No hay ningún problema. Sí.
Yeah, of course. No problem at all. We're all good. All good.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm sure his wife said they soft. But now my co-host Mark got a question for him.
Yeah, Fernando, I am really taken aback by your music. And is it hard to get started on the saxophone? Because years ago I started on the flute, but I gave up. I mean, is it really a hard instrument to master?
Sé que me encanta tu música primero, como que realmente sé cómo tiene ese afecto, pero él tocaba la flauta y el saxo fue difícil aprender y es un instrumento realmente difícil a tocar.
Es un instrumento difícil, pero no tan difícil, por ejemplo, como el clarinete. El clarinete es mucho más difícil que el saxo. Yo empecé tocando clarinete y después pasarme al saxo me resultó sencillo.
So it is a difficult instrument, but not so difficult, not like the clarinet. I played the clarinet and then I switched to saxophone and the transition, I thought it would be harder, but it was a very easy transition to switch to sax.
Mi corazón estaba con el sax.
My heart is with the sax, no doubt about it.
Yeah, tell
does he ask him if he has to practice every day, even now?
Sí, tiene que practicar todos los días.
Sí, todos los días.
Sí, every day.
Every day. Well, he's certainly accomplished, I will say that.
Yes, he is.
Me alegro muchísimo.
I'm very glad, yeah, I'm very thankful for this.
Well, ask Fernando, do you ever think that he might be doing any tours in the U.S.?
¿Y pensás hacer un tour en Estados Unidos?
Por el momento no. El año que viene puede ser, porque tengo algo fijo en Rusia y de ahí puedo empezar a irme por otro lado. Pero por el momento voy a estar acá en Argentina.
For the moment, no. At the moment, I'm not thinking of it. But next year. I will. I have a.
Tengo situaciones diferentes.
I have eight shows lined up in St. Petersburg. So maybe from there I might think about doing a tour. But for now, no. I'm staying in Argentina.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna let my youngest co-host Chris, I call him my radio son, ask his question.
All right, Fernando. Where can do you have a YouTube channel that people can watch your performances?
¿De dónde se puede encontrar tu música? Si hay un canal en YouTube o.
Sí. Tengo un canal de YouTube y está mi música en Spotify.
¿Y cómo se llama tu canal en YouTube?
Fernando Carranza Jazz.
Fernando Carranza Jazz is my YouTube. Site and but my music can be found also on Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, many places.
Cool.
Awesome. Yeah, Mark, ask your question because I'm so grateful to have him on here and that hour run by fast. So I'm going to spend this opportunity because I'm just so honored to have him here. You know,
definitely. So are we. Fernando, I grew up on jazz because my parents listened to it when I was a young kid, and they played a lot of Charlie Parker and John Coltrane and Sonny Rollins and Cannonball Adderley. What were some of his musical influences growing up as far as sax and jazz music?
So before he answers, I know he understood. I just want to say that you can't see, but he's given his thumbs up and nodding his head. So with all of those influences, so I'll let him answer because they're pretty transparent.
Yo amo la música de todos esos músicos me han influenciado. Bueno, no sé si me han influenciado. Yo quiero creer que sí. Me gustaría creer que sí. Pero la música de Charlie Parker y de John Coltrane es muy, muy importante en mí.
Yeah. So he says that he likes all of the ones that you mentioned, and he says that he was influenced by them, or he would like to think that he was influenced by them. But the ones that that are dear to his heart are
Charlie Parker y John Coltrane.
And there you go.
Tell him that I love Stan Getz and Gilberto. I love. So, and also Dexter Gordon is one of my favorites. So,
Bueno, estoy usando un saxo que es de 1917, que es de una marca que usaba Dexter Gordon, y estoy usando una boquilla, mouthpiece, que usaba, está hecha similar al, buscando el sonido de Dexter.
Actually, I'm using a sax from that's made in 1917, which is a similar, which is as that Dexter Gordon uses. It's the same brand that Dexter Gordon used, and
really?
The mouthpiece is a mouthpiece made in the sound of Dexter Gordon as well. So.
Oh my God.
Well, I want to ask you a question. I want to go back to when he said he started playing the sax in high school. Now, was that because that was a love that he learned from being around his family, or was that a way to, you know, stay out of trouble? Because as today, as like back then, you know, kids are kind of vicious in school, and you have a lot of bullies. And a lot of times to get out of that, a lot of kids, they choose to become part of a band or some group inside of school where they can have comrades so they can stay out the element of being picked on. So was that a factor of him just getting into music like that?
Dice, pregunta si, bueno, quiero volver al tema de cuando empezaste a tocar el jazz, sí. En el sax, quería preguntarte si, porque, si era por el amor, digamos, de la familia, de por música, o si fue más, ese usa el ejemplo de salir de problemas, digamos, para no ser un chico, viste, que al lado de los en dos caminos distintos y como que para cuidarse, digamos, se dice por ahí hay adolescentes que prefieren como ir en el camino de música para como cuidarse o
no.
¿Por qué pensaste?
No, la verdad es cuando vi una película, Round Midnight, cerca de medianoche, la película toca a Dexter Gordon,
so it's nothing like that at all. Actually, it was a movie that I watched around midnight where Dexter Gordon was actually playing, and that inspired me to pick up the sax.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Okay, well, my son Chris, he has another question. Go ahead, baby.
All right, Fernando. Did you have any inspirations when you was younger? Like who you wanted to who inspired you to want to play the sax? Like were there any other artists before you?
Dice si había otras inspiraciones para tocar el saxo o si había otra persona, otra influencia persona.
Mi mamá tocaba el piano, pero tocaba música clásica. Era otra cosa. Así que es la única influencia musical era mi mamá.
He's saying the only other musical influence that he had growing up was his mother, who played piano. But she played classical music, which was very. But that would be the only other music.
Oh, that's great. Well, so Fernando, we're going to take a little small break, and we're going to be back in 2 and 2. Don't go nowhere, but we got to let everybody know what's really going on. So stay with us. And any of my listeners who want to talk to our guest, he does have a translator. And just hit the number 1 on your key, on your phone, and then I'll let me know to open up your mic. But so stay with us. We'll be back in 2 and 2. You give that message, Garth.
Okay.
Wait.
Great.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mark. Hey, how you doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. Just been really busy. Sorry I haven't been here. Yeah. I will be there next week. Right now. Thank you.
times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day. No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, hush. My girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
His music on Spotify, and they just told me they were just gonna give me a little taste. They just paused my music, but here we go again. I just gave y'all a little taste. So, you know, if y'all want to purchase his music, you can go to Spotify, Amazon, but I'm just going to give y'all a little taste. I ain't going to get it all to you. You know, you got to help support this artist, you know, and buy his music. But I want to thank all my listeners from north to south and east to west who are tuning in. And we have a guest caller on the line who has a question for our guests. And so, caller with the last four digits of your phone, 7133. Hello, and how are you?
Hello, how are you? My name is Roy, Roy Hannum. I'm a friend of Fernando's and a colleague in certain ways as a fellow musician. And I wanted just to say, as my own personal opinion, Fernando's one of the finest musicians I know, and I've been in business a long time. But that's just my own compliment to Fernando. What I'd like to ask is what Fernando feels the relationship between the blues and jazz is, and what his feelings are about the interplay and how that developed.
Okay.
La pregunta que tiene para vos es cuál es la relación o entre blues y jazz para vos. ¿Cuál es la relación entre esos dos tipos de música para vos?
Hola, Rusty, mi amigo Rusty, Roy Hannum. ¿Cómo vas?
How are you, Rusty, my friend Rusty?
Hi, Fernando, maestro.
Bueno, la relación entre el blues y el jazz, no sé, hay una línea muy delgada entre una cosa y otra, van de la mano las dos músicas, así que yo no sé la verdad definirlo, pero yo lo siento internamente como que no puede haber jazz sin blues. El blues es lo que genera, es el germen o lo que genera el jazz, o sea, la base. Y después, bueno, ya fue elaborándose cada vez más en una forma intelectual y en una forma más sofisticada, pero siempre tiene una base de blues. Eso es inevitable porque al tener raíces afroamericanas, que es realmente el legado más grande que tiene el jazz para todos nosotros, nos transmite esa sensación, yo creo, de libertad, esa sensación de alegría, de disfrute, de gozo.
¿El blues que decías?
Las dos cosas.
Las dos cosas. Perdón. To be honest, I think that the relationship between blues and jazz, well, it's for me, it's a weak connection. I can't say that I can define it very well, but I can say this. Jazz without blues would have never existed. So for me, it's kind of at the root of jazz. However, for me, jazz evolved in a more sophisticated manner, in a very different in that sense. And because both of them have the roots in Afro-American history, for me, it means liberty. It's about the expression of freedom, and it screams freedom and liberty for me. Thank you.
That's a wonderful answer, Fernando. I appreciate your comments, and I live jazz, as you know, too, but I'm not a jazz musician. But I find that, thank you so much for your comments. I find it similar to the relationship between blues and gospel, similar to blues and jazz, because blues came out of gospel, and
right.
Both have come out of Latin American roots, and jazz, came as an offshoot of that, and I totally agree with you in a different manner, but I just was so refreshing to hear your analysis tonight. I very much appreciate it. And it's good to hear you, Fernando. It's very good to hear you, and I just love to love your work, okay? And I'll let another listener or someone else comment, or listen to you. I'll listen to the maestro, okay?
All right.
I'll hang up, and I'll listen further. Thank you so much, and thank you, host. I appreciate it so much.
And I thought you were going to ask something around the topic of women.
Tell him I haven't seen any good menus today.
Ah,
bueno.
Ah, okay.
Don't worry, he's looking at the wrong menu.
That's right. You need good menus. Wait, Fernando will tell you. Oh, this is bad. Well, I can tell we're musicians in this conversation. Okay. That, at least I know.
Okay, well, we'll just leave the mic open, Roy, in case you want to jump in there. I'm going to go next to my co-host.
I'll be glad to say. I'll just give me a nod when you want me to say something. Otherwise, I talk too much. Fernando will tell you that. Okay. So I'll just be quiet. But I'll be here.
All right. Thank you. Okay, Mark, darling, with your question.
Yes, Anka, ask, you know, I was reading his biography, and his first CD was called Christ is Jazz also, and it was accepted very well in the Christian musical genre. How does he serve Christ through his music now? Does he play in the church or that kind of thing? Or I'm sure just by his music, it's inspirational that way. But I mean, how does he serve the Lord through his music?
Dice, sabes que tu primer álbum fue Christ is Jazz, y quería preguntarte si bueno, es obvio que la música en sí es linda y espiritual, dice, pero vos cómo si te sentís que sigues en ese de música cristiana,
sí.
¿Cómo sirves al Dios? O si te sentís, si tocas en una iglesia, si haces algo de ese, ¿cómo?
Bueno. No, yo sirvo a Dios con esas composiciones que yo no siento que sean mías, sino que son de Él, y yo se las entrego grabándolas y compartiéndolas con gente como usted y gente de todo el mundo. Pero acá en mi país no es una música que es aceptada mayoritariamente. Así que gracias a Cristo he tenido éxito en mi país. Así es que yo le sirvo de esa forma. Yo siento que mi misión para con Dios es esa, devolverle los dones que Él me dio de esa manera.
So I don't play in the church, but I feel that I serve God through my composition, through the music that I make, and sharing it with you, with anybody, with everybody who listens to it. Music or jazz in my country is not perceived as it has been outside of Argentina, and so I feel that my mission is truly to serve God by making the music that I make and being able to share it globally.
Very good. One last question. Where is Christ is Jazz's first CD available? I didn't see it on Spotify. Is it on Spotify?
Dice otra pregunta, dice, ¿dónde se puede encontrar ese álbum para comprarlo? Dice, porque no lo encuentro en Spotify.
Ese álbum está en Bandcamp.
This album is in Bandcamp. You can find it in Bandcamp.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. And
okay. Thank you.
I will go back.
Yes.
Co-host Chris.
Awesome.
All right, Chris, you up, darling?
All right, my question for Fernando is, Fernando, have you ever done any TV work or just strictly music?
Sí, has hecho trabajo televisor o solamente.
No, exactamente en programas de televisión acá de la ciudad, sí, he estado varias veces, muchas veces. No.
Locally, I have been on some TV shows here in Rio Cuarto, but nothing else.
Well, all right.
I have a question. Ask Fernando, do you have children? And if he do, are he teaching them how to play sax? And do you also moonlight sometime as a teacher or mentor? Because a lot of time musicians, they will do that. They will make sure that the music continue, and they sometime make sure they teach others, you know?
Mm-hmm. Dice, primero, si tenés hijos y si tenés pensado a transmitir la música de saxo a tus hijos, y porque dice que los musicianos en general tratan de hacer esto, de que siguen la onda, la atmósfera.
Bueno, no tengo hijos. He estado dando clases durante más de 10 años y después dejé porque para poder enfocarme más en lo que son las grabaciones, uh-huh, en hacer mi composición.
So he doesn't have, I don't have any children, he says, but I did teach 10 years and decided to leave the teaching world because I wanted to concentrate more on recording and working on my own composition.
Okay, well, I got a question for him. He says that he don't have any children, and I know how these nasty groupies are, always want to throw this up on musicians and stuff. So how did he do these shows and have these hot, loose women all up in his flavor, and he ain't never step up?
What? Am I still on the air?
You sure are,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Was that a rhetorical question, or was that one to be answered?
That was one to be answered by Fernando.
Oh, he wanted that answered. Oh, okay. Well, Fernando is a gentleman. I can attest to that. But he's a marvelously talented gentleman. And in that role, many ladies do find him worthy of their attention. So he's a man of absolute honor. I will attest to that.
We're sure of that.
I want to hear Fernando say that. That sounds good, Gary.
And secondly, I just wanted to comment on one thing that came up just now. And let me say it, not for Fernando. I had asked Fernando to be participating in a gospel album that's going to be distributed all over the world. And Fernando has graciously accepted my I'm collaborating on the album too. So the answer to the question is yes, we're going to outreach to the world's churches through partly my music, Fernando's music, and a number of others. And I think it will be a beautiful, beautiful project. Okay. And I thank Fernando for devoting himself a bit to this project. Okay. I really do. And it will be marvelous.
Pero decir que te agradece la participación en ese álbum para los de gospel,
sí,
que estaba hablando, y decir que aprecia tu devoción al proyecto, al desafío eso, y que es una manera, porque como justamente había la pregunta de cómo empieza el show, y ahí venía como agregando a ese comentario.
Bueno, además, Roy, como me dijiste el otro día, nosotros somos familia, ¿no? Yo no me olvido de eso, eso significa mucho para mí. Y entonces para mí es un honor estar con ustedes participando, con vos.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned previously, as you already know, Roy, you're my family. I feel like you truly are my family. So it's honestly an honor for me to also be a part of the project. It's not one way; it's a two-way street. And thank you very much.
Okay.
Oh, you're welcome, Fernando. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Okay. Well. I got one more question before I bring Mark and Chris back on. Ask Fernando, when he's not playing or rehearsing and practicing for a gig or whatever, how do he relax? What does he do?
Cuando no estás tocando, practicando, preparándote para hacer música, ¿y cómo encuentras relajación? O sea, ¿cómo te relajas?
Relajarme. Bueno, no, veo, hago cosas que hace todo el mundo, veo deporte, veo televisión, películas, estoy con mi esposa, veo cosas ideales, así, soy muy bizarro en el sentido de que me gustan las cosas medias raras, así, para ver en televisión, y eso me relaja y me hace reír, y entro en otro estado, digamos.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just like everybody else. I enjoy I relax by spending time with my wife, by watching sports, watching television. Of course, I guess I'm a little bit bizarre, if you will. I like yeah, I'm fanatic of football and soccer. Rugby and soccer. Sorry, soccer and rugby. But I'm a little bit bizarre or weird in that I like to watch maybe some weird things on TV, and that causes me to laugh, and that way I get to unwind. So, yeah, just a regular stuff.
Good. Okay, well, Chris, baby, you got a question for Fernando?
Yes, Fernando, with the age of social media, do you have a Twitter and a Facebook page people can find you on?
Con la edad de hoy en día, digamos, con toda la tecnología, si hay una página de Twitter o de Facebook donde la gente te puede encontrar.
Bueno, sí, hay una página de Facebook, hay Fernando Carranza Jazz. Después hay una página de Wix, que es Fernando Carranza Jazz también.
So yes, I do have a page on Facebook, which is Fernando Carranza Jazz, and I have another one on Wix, which is also the same name, Fernando Carranza Jazz.
Oh, cool. Yes, yes. And now we got Mark, who's been really doing his research. I mean, Anka, my two co-hosts, they are the greatest, man. They get in and they dig in, and Chris, he makes sure that everybody knows what's coming down the pike, and he does his homework. And Mark, man, pulls his glasses out. He really, really do his research. But I'm going to let you translate that to Fernando, and then I'm going to let Mark ask his question.
Okay.
You want me to talk?
I wanted her to, Uncle, I want you to tell Fernando what I just said, and then, Mark, you can ask your question.
I was telling him, but I was telling him whispering so that you could continue speaking. I'll tell him more detail now, so just in case he was lost. One second, sorry.
Okay, darling.
Okay, Anka, ask him. Now, I'm reading, speaking of Facebook, I'm reading a tribute that Fernando gave to Roy. Roy, are you still with us?
I'm
sorry, I got a little feedback. Could you start again and repeat that? I didn't quite get those few words.
Yeah, Roy, I was reading a tribute that Fernando gave to you on Facebook. While you're here, how can we hear some of your music? Do you have any music that's out, Roy?
Yes. Well, actually, and you'll see Fernando, should I disclose the Facebook page with our work? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, since you're going to be collaborating, you know.
I'm sure it is. Let me just say this. Gospel Records, Gospel. Gospel Records is listed in Reverb Nation. If you go into Reverb Nation and look for Gospel Records, you will see two of the video hymns that we're going to do. Fernando's work should appear there pretty shortly, the next couple of days. And there's also be some other work. And this is designed primarily to go to churches all over the world. And we intend to also translate it someday into Spanish. So there'll be a Spanish version of this. These are videos of more or less authentic traditional Christian songs, and they've been updated, though, to a more modern flavor, but they have the original feel to it. So that's where you can also see there'll be some things that Fernando will be posting on there in his contribution, so you guys can all look there, too. But I would encourage you to go to Fernando's page first. to, you know, give him that initial thing, and there'll be links and stuff. But that's primarily for anybody who wants to check, go to us. Go to Reverb Nation, and you'll see us there. I have a link somewhere to that site directly, but if you just go to Reverb, that'll get you there, to Gospel Records, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Roy. I'll check
okay.
it out.
Okay.
That's
awesome.
Okay.
Sorry?
No, I was going to ask Anka to tell him that what we just said.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been telling him. I've been telling him. He heard what
okay.
Roy said, what he said as well. Yep.
See?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but before
like,
I go to a break,
mm-hmm.
Roy, are you
yeah,
bilingual?
I'm sorry? No, habla español.
So how do y'all communicate?
No,
we're musicians. We speak an international language.
There you go. That's right.
Yes, exactly.
we like, Fernando and I share two passions, menus and music.
Okay.
Menus and music.
Okay.
He's nodding his head laughing.
Okay.
Well, because we're talking about y'all collaborating on this gospel thing coming up soon, I'm going to play a gospel tune, one of my favorites. I'm not sure if Fernando is familiar with Shirley Caesar, but I'm sure you are.
Oh, I know Shirley. Wow, Shirley Caesar. Please do give us some good stuff. I love Shirley. Okay.
Yes, I love her. So we're going to get into a little bit of music, and we're going to come back after the song play. Y'all stay with us.
Great stuff. Great stuff.
I remember Mama and the love that she gave. Kneeling by her bedside, I can still hear Mama say, "The people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't you let them down." I remember Mama in a happy way.
church, playing church. How many of you used to play church? Let me see your hands. Yeah, some of you still play. And I remember, I go down Mount Calvary, that's where I belong. And I jump and I shout and I come back home. But I was still disobedient. I would talk back. And one day, me and him here, we decided that we want to play church. Let me tell you what we did. We went out in the back and started playing church. And my brother was a pastor. Me and Andy, we were the members of the church. And let me tell you something. It's hard to come in contact with Jesus and still be the same. I don't care who you are. I don't care. You can be the chiefest of sinners. You will never be the same. And I've forgotten. I've been going down to the church, playing church. Came home still disobedient. Didn't want to wash the dishes. Didn't want to bring the clothes in off the line. Didn't want to do anything. Mama said, I'm sick of you going down to that church playing with God. Men and that, we went outdoors. We started playing church. Sat down on the bottom step. My brother was a preacher. And we were the members in the church. And he put some old glasses and put them right here on his nose. And he said, I want you to jump up and shout Jesus three times. And I jumped up and I shouted Jesus two times. But when I jumped up the third time, something got a hold of me. I couldn't sit back down. Ann ran in the house. She said, Mama, so Shirley Ann is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door. But she looked out there and saw me shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a matter. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time. Hallelujah.
One of my favorite gospel tunes by Shirley Stevens. He has many I love. But, you know, as we are starting to wind down here, I want you, Anka, to first thank you for translating for us. I want you to tell Fernando that I appreciate him being here. I'm humbled that he took the time out to coordinate with me constantly to make sure I didn't panic and lose my mind and pull my hair out. And I want to thank his wife for allowing her husband to spend some time hanging out here on a Friday. And because he said it's approaching wintertime, tell her, baby, get your robe on, get a blanket, and let your husband play that saxophone. Just sip a little iced tea or something and make it do what it do.
Okay.
Ah, that's funny. Are you still on, Sister Terry?
Yeah, we're still here, girl. I was waiting for Anka to translate to Fernando real quick.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to start off. I just wanted to say thank you so much, and it was nice to meet you, Sister Terry. I enjoyed your music so much. I'll tune in. Okay? Well, thanks so much. Okay?
Thank you, Roy.
All right, Fernando. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. La paciencia, que me calmaste a mí con toda la locura, dice que no sabía cómo va a salir. Y también quiero agradecer a tu mujer, que para el tiempo, digamos, estar con nosotros esta noche y compartir con nosotras, y que realmente es un placer grande para acompañarte.
Bueno, muchísimas gracias. Sí, es cierto que es una gran mujer. Pero justamente me estaba llamando ahora pensando qué pasaba que no hay nada. Pero
thank you so much, and thank you for having me as well. It's been a pleasure for me as well, And actually, yeah, of my wife, she was just calling me wondering where I am and what happened to me.
Oh, that's right. And let him know that just be back up again. And when he dropped that gospel thing with him and Roy collaborating, and we'll get him back on here together as a duo team, and with your help, of course, and tell him I just appreciate him. And, you know, he has really humbled my spirit. I thank, you know, my co-host, Chris and Mark, for just being the thing that holds me up, you know. And so we're going to wrap it up.
You're welcome.
Tell him time, you know, that he's going to be on. Let us know.
Y ahora cuando están haciendo este desafío, este proyecto junto con Roy, dice cuando sale todo eso de la gospel, dice seguramente que lo vamos a reinvitar también con tu ayuda, dice para hacer un show de dúo con Roy.
Bueno, sí, totalmente bien.
Que ahora van a cerrar el show.
Bueno, estoy muy, muy contento por eso. Te agradezco muchísimo por la nota, por el reportaje. Y bueno, todo esto es, yo lo hago, se lo dedico a Dios, y quiero transmitir ese mensaje de que, bueno, de que nos tenemos que unir cada vez más porque su venida está cerca y porque estamos todos llamados a lo mismo, a la salvación y a ser hermanos. Un gran abrazo, muchísimas gracias, pero muchísimas gracias, y no tengo más que palabras de agradecimiento para con vos y con toda tu producción y con Anka, por supuesto.
Thanks so much for being here, and again, this is all dedicated to him, and that's what we need to all that we
okay,
have to.
And if he responds to my friend request that I sent him, then I can just post the night show on his page, and also that if you want to just go to Blog Talk, he got the link. And he can download it himself where he's at. And like I said, I appreciate, you know, him being here. And my two co-hosts are Chris and Mark. It's your time to say goodnight because we got to turn out the lights and get up out of here.
Good night. Good night, Fernando. Good night, Anka.
Good night,
Fernando.
Good night, Fernando.
Thank you
so much.
Good night.
Good night, Terry.
Good night. Bye.
Thank you.
And God bless you.
Yeah. You. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.